Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of CDSL India, hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. Please note that CDSL does not provide specific revenue or earnings guidance. Anything said on this call which reflects CDSL's outlook for the future or which could be constructed as forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anshuman Singh from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Jacob. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Axis Capital, a very warm welcome to the Q1 FY23 conference call of CDSL India Limited. We have the management team of CDSL represented by Mr. Nehal Vora, MD and CEO, Mr. Girish Amesara, CFO, Mr. Sunil Alvarez, MD and CEO, CDSL Ventures, Mr. Ram Kumar, Chief of Business Development, Operations and New Projects, Mrs. Naina Ovalkar, Chief Regulatory Officer, Mr. Vinay Madan, Chief Risk Officer, Mr. Swaroop Kumar Goti, VP, and Mr. Nilesh Kittur, AVP. Without further ado, I would hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and Nehal, sir, over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Anshuman. A very good morning and welcome, everyone. I hope each one of you and your loved ones are safe and healthy. Thank you for joining us today to discuss CDSL's financial results for the first quarter financial year 22-23. As in the previous quarters, we have posted a detailed financial presentation on our website for your reference. I'm joined by the CDSL Group's leadership team. We are happy to present the first quarter of the new financial year. Our primary focus in the first quarter of this year remained on maintaining an organic and sustainable growth and providing diversified services. Our services for DPs, investors, and other market participants bring on the promise of making it easier to access markets independently and improve the experience of all market participants. This is a result of being innovative and using technology to deliver a unique experience. During the quarter, the number of active companies with CDSL as on June 30, 2022 stood at about 18,798, an increase of 12% increase from the number of active companies as on June 30th of 2021. Further, the value of securities in DMAT custody with CDSL as on June 30th, 22 stood at about 33 lakh crores. This is an increase of about 6% in the value held as on June 30th, 21. CDSL added 55 lakh beneficiary owner accounts, taking the number of beneficiary accounts to 6.85 crores at the end of the quarter, with a market share of CDSL at about 71% compared to 64% in Q1 of 21-22. The growth has been possible because of our focus on technology and CDSL's reach, which covers about 98% of the PIN codes in India through over 20,700 service locations. Having said that, while the Indian securities market has increased remarkably over the past few years, only a small minority of the population, 7%, have DMAT accounts, significant the great potential for expansion in this area. Simply put, India is a long way from being fully penetrated by the securities market, and a large portion of the population still can have access to the securities market. We have been following this path for a long time, and our technology has been continually evolving to fit the needs of our various clients and the investors. We are working with the regulator and various other market infrastructure institutions to build various platforms for all market participants. And we take a cue from the Honorable Prime Minister's speech earlier this month during the launch of the Digital India platform. The emphasis on technology will enable us to remain part of this transformation which India is witnessing. We aim to leverage our reach and continue a long-term strategy of investing in our technology infrastructure to ensure our investors and customers enjoy best-in-class experience and security while staying consistent with our values of being convenient, dependable, and secure. As India celebrates the 75th year of independence, while we find ourselves at a crossroad where the decision we make today will shape the future we build tomorrow. Further, reflect on our past efforts that we have spent years constructing this future that is defined by our steadfast commitment to a better India, our shared objective to empower every Indian through financial independence, and the opportunity to build a better economy for all Indians. Considering this, our long-term goal at CDSL is not only to grow individually, but to grow collectively as responsible contributors to the growth of our nation. We will also need to learn how to serve our nation in ways that are more effective. To achieve the same, CDSL as a market infrastructure institution will continue to deliver on our promise of making the securities market a convenient and secure place. Finally, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our stakeholders, regulators, investors, issuers, the registrar and transfer agents, depository participants, partners, associates, and employees who have played an extremely important role in the growth of our company. Now I request our CFO, Shri Girish Amasera, to take you through our financial performance.
Thank you, Noel. Good morning to everyone. On a YOY performance, the consolidated total income for the quarter ended June 30, 2022 has increased by 16 crore, which is 12% increase to an amount of 145.49 crore compared to 129.79 crore for the quarter June 2021. The net profit on a consolidated basis for the quarter is achieved at 57.61 crore as against net profit of 63.99 crore for June 2021. The total income on a standalone basis for the quarter ended June 22 has increased by 35.83 crores, which is 29% increase to an amount of 157.52 crore as against 121.69 crore for the quarter June 2021. The net profit on a standalone basis for the quarter ended June 22 is at 89.10 crore as against 73.30 crore for the quarter ended June 21. Now I shall request Sri Sunil Alvarez to give an update about the operation of wholly owned subsidiary CDSL Ventures Limited. Thank you. Over to you, Sunil.
Yeah, thanks, Kirish. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining this investor call of CDSL. So far as CDSL Ventures is concerned, the operational is marginally down by 2% as compared with Q1 FY22. The operational income in Q1 FY23 was 27.67 crores as compared to 28.11 crores in Q1 FY22. Other income took a substantial hit. Q1 FY23 income was just 23 lakhs as against 2.74 crores in Q1 FY22. The total income was down by 10% to 27.90 crores as against 30.85 crores. The profit before tax was this quarter was 14.17 crores as compared to 18.84 crores last year. So far as the core business is concerned, in terms of KYC creation, we added 30 lakh new KYC records as compared to 29.37 lakhs in Q1 FY22, taking the overall KYC records to 4.61 crores as of June 2022. So far as KYC fetch was concerned, there was a marginal drop by 6% in line with the total market conditions. In terms of KYC interop fetch, okay, it was higher by 42% to 3,52,000 as compared to 2,44,000 last year. In the RTA's space, we have added 30 companies, taking the total number of companies to 870. Similarly, from GST filing, we were higher by 14% to 55.48 lakhs as compared to 48.86 lakhs. With this, I open the floor for questions and we'll be very happy to take any questions from the investors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prakash Kapadia from Anived Portfolio Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my end. Sunil, if I look at the KYC business, the subsidiary business, you know, post 2 years, we've seen a 2% revenue decline. You mentioned in your opening remarks, you know, the addition, the fetches were less. So is the revenue decline due to some pricing mix or some, you know, competitive pressure, or is it just lesser fetches from the mutual fund industry? If you could give us some sense.
It is a combination of all. There is pricing pressure because of the competition, as well as lesser fetches. Because so far as the KYC business is concerned, around 80% of the income would come from fetches.
Yeah, okay. So because that volume is less, you are saying that affected the...
Absolutely.
And this KYC fetch would be the largest contributor to our subsidiary business, right? Because
Absolutely.
The others are still relatively smaller.
Yeah, they are in a very nascent stage, but they should...
To add to what Sunil is saying, is Nihal here, is that there's an overall market sentiment also, if you see in this quarter. There has been muted volumes in the overall market picture. So obviously that kind of derives its business from there. It is a function of the overall market participation.
Right. But Nihal, on the other side, the depository segment has still grown 26%. I couldn't get the PPT on the website or the stock exchange filing. So if you could give us some sense of, despite capital markets being volatile, despite, the volumes, cash volumes being lower, what has driven this revenue growth for us? Or if, Girish has the numbers handy in terms of the key revenue items, that will give us more clarity.
Yeah, so first of all, the website, CDSL website has the presentation. Just wanted to clarify that. I think basically the NSE is facing some issue in kind of uploading. A team is in touch with the NSE. Second is CDSL as a function of two principal sources of revenue. One is obviously the market-related revenue. And second is basically the annuity which we receive from companies. So I think overall, both of them, and also basically the IPOs and the corporate actions, etc., which is in a way not directly related to markets, but it is connected to markets. So it's a function of both these, that which are strictly directly related to the market volumes, and some which are kind of an annuity base. And that is why the culmination of CDSL's the revenue mix is a combination of both these factors. And therefore, that has led to a 28% increase.
Okay. And, on the employee cost, there was a 10.86 crores payout to subsidiary. So, what was that and to which subsidiary? And was there some milestone to that? And even if I, exclude that from the base, employee costs are up almost 25-26%. So is it due to the annual bonuses and hikes which are captured in this quarter kind of a cost for employees?
Yeah, it's basically, it is not to subsidiaries. It is to the, it is on account of the bonuses and the hikes which have happened. And we've had, it is linked to the financial performance of the previous year. So it's all linked as per what is our internal policy. So it's a it's a fallout of the bonuses and the increments based on the financial performance of last year.
Okay. Understood. And given that, you know, most of this is there in the base, the addition to employee cost should be much lower, right? On a balance.
Oh, it's a combination. We are even in an expansion mode. There are regulatory responsibilities which are also increasing. And a prime focus as a MII is to ensure the regulatory responsibilities is of prime focus to ensure that the trust in the system is being built. Technology also is our second focus. That whilst we build the technology, it's also the right key people. And we've all seen that there have been huge amount of attrition all around, especially in the technology areas, but also in the other areas. So to get the right people, the right expertise, you need to ensure that you are adequately compensating.
Right. Okay, understood. And lastly, you know, the other income has fallen by more than 50%. What would be the M2M impact or the hit we would have taken because of rising interest rates, if you could quantify, Girish?
Yeah, last Girish.
So, if you compare our quarter to quarter, last quarter we had an M2M income of investment income of almost 11 crore. This year we have closed at 4.75. So difference you can consider as M2M hit.
Understood. Fine. I'll join back the queue if I have more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may enter star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Madhukar Ladda from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for this opportunity. Good morning, sir. I wanted to see, the presentation is not available on the CDSL website. I've been trying to tell it, but it's just not there. Can I get the revenue breakup in terms of annual issuer charges, transaction charges, and IPO and online data charges for the quarter? That'd be helpful. Second, you know, one thing I wanted to understand, that the standalone net profit is about 89 crores. And the consolidated net profit is at about 57.6 crores. I can see that there's 9 crores of loss from associates coming in. So that would still mean a difference of about 23 crores, so which is a negative item. So is the subsidiary sort of contributing a negative amount of about 23 crores? Is that right?
So one is, I'll ask Girish to answer that. There has been some, but anyway, the website, CDSL website has, I've got it confirmed from my team. It is obvious if you refresh your website, the presentation is there on the CDSL website. I'll just ask Girish to answer that.
So first, to answer your question on the standalone profit, we in this quarter we have received dividend from our subsidiary CDSL Ventures Limited of 41 crore. That's the reason standalone profits are higher, and this dividend gets eliminated on consolidation. So consolidated profit is lower.
And understood. That explains it. Yeah.
Yeah. Answering your breakup of income. We have achieved annual issuer income of 45.23 crore in this quarter, transaction charge of 40.81 crore, KRA KYC charges at 22.54 crore, IPO corporate action income of 14 crore, cash income of 4.5 crore, e-voting income of 2.84 crore. This breakup covers almost 90% of our operating income.
Understood. I just got the presentation right now on the website. I'll just go through it, and if I have any questions, I'll come back and with you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanket Goda from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we see that the annual issuer charges has substantially increased in the current quarter to almost 45 crores, which last year in every quarter was in the range of 28 to 29 crores. So just wanted to understand what led to this growth and how do we see this number to play out for subsequent quarters? So it should broadly remain in the same range going ahead too?
So this is more linked to the overall newer companies getting added to the fold, also the newer investors coming into the fold. It's a combination of this which kind of has led to an increase in the annual issuer fees. And so the reply to that is this.
Okay, so given it is more sticky or annuity in nature, so this number should remain true for subsequent years also, subsequent quarters too, for the year, because the billing probably happens at the start of the year.
Yeah, we don't give any future
guidance. Okay, sir. But sir, can we get this breakup of 45 crores? I think we have given that numbers in the past too, broken down into listed and unlisted companies.
One minute, I'll ask Girish to give.
So, income from unlisted company is 1.47 crore in this quarter.
Okay. And sir, one more data keeping point. I believe you said the transaction income was closer to 40.8 crores. Just wanted to understand how pledges behaving, pledge income is behaving. Compared to the numbers what we have delivered in the past, so to the extent I remember, it was closer to 4 crores in last quarter. Can we get a similar number in the current quarter, sir?
So income from pledge is 3.41 crore in this quarter.
Okay, perfect. And just again on the same question on the employee cost. Even if we knock off the one-time performance bonus kind of thing, still that number at around 150 crores seems to be higher compared to the last 15 crores seems to be higher compared to quarterly run rate of 12 to 13 crores what we paid in previous four quarters. So even if I adjust for the inflation and all those things, it seems to be still on the higher side. Just wanted to understand is that this employee growth is more because of the new initiatives, or the hikes have been very strong because of the very strong last 2 years. How do we read these numbers basically?
So it is, see, we need to understand that CDSL is on a growth trajectory, and two principal costs are technology and employees. So we need the right people, and we need to expand our employee teams to kind of garner and able to achieve the increased growth to on a sustainable basis, both from a business standpoint, a technology standpoint, an operation standpoint, and lastly, but most importantly, from a compliance and the regulatory standpoint. So it is... I think what is important to state is that as the revenue is growing, the employee costs will also have to kind of be linked in some form or the other to ensure that it is able to basically sustain the growth is expected.
Got it, sir. Finally, can you give data provision cost? That's it from my side.
For what you want, the data points?
Data provision cost.
3.41 crore. Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravin Kurwa from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is related to employee costs only. So what will be the quarterly rate which we can expect going forward? And for some sense on FY24 also. And secondly, our other expenditure have also risen sharply. So if you can help us to understand, you know, which line item has led to the increase in the cost. Thanks.
The future run rate, we don't give any future guidance, so that I'll have to kind of pass. That's for you to kind of judge. I have given you very transparently the reason why this has led to an increase, and it is in sync in terms of the overall performance of the company. In terms of the other expenses, I'll ask Girish to give the breakup.
First, employee cost has increased by 13.91 crore. Depreciation has increased by 2.5 crore. Debtors provision has increased by 75 lakhs. Technology cost has increased by 3.22 crore. So, motamoti, all this, if you look at these numbers, this gives the breakup of the incremental cost that we have incurred in this quarter.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Santosh Kumar Keshri from Keshri Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes,
yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity. I just wanted to ask you two questions. One is that RTA, Sunil said that there are 837 companies that CDSL Group is serving in terms of RTA. So if you can give a sense of revenue that is there and the profitability, and where do we stand in the market pecking order of, among RTA companies? Do we stand in top 5, top 10? If you can give that. And after that, I'll come to the second question.
So far as the RTA business is concerned, right now we are focusing only on the unlisted companies. So to that extent, we will not be able to benchmark ourselves as within the top 5 or top 10 because we are not handling any, listed public companies. And typically, the RTA revenue is about 1 crore per annum.
Oh, okay. So it's very less. I just know.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So any reason that we are focusing only on unlisted companies? Like we have such an expertise in serving larger market participants, bigger companies. We have all the technology wherewithal. We can serve as well the bigger companies and be a better service provider in the marketplace, being more trusted. So any reason that we are limiting ourselves only to unlisted companies?
Yeah, because you need a very specialized team for this. And
it is in terms of the graduated approach which we are trying to achieve, that our principal form of business and within CVL is of the KYC registering agency and also serving basically the unlisted space. So we want to ensure that our core competence remains there. And as Sunil mentioned, the RTA business is also a very specialized business. So as we gain the traction and experience, we may think about it in future. But as of now, our focus remains here.
Okay. Okay. And lastly, my second question. Had there been no special bonus to employees in the current quarter, what would have been the hike in the employee cost, if you can give me that number?
We don't generally disclose the internal workings if on a basically what-if analysis. This has actually happened, so what is the actual truth is what. And anyway, bonuses are payable at the end of the financial year, every year. And it is a function of the financial performance of the company.
Okay. So just one more thing here. So is this something that is paid to all the employees across the board, or it is given only to the senior management?
It is given to all the employees.
Okay, okay. That makes it very clear. Thank you, Mayal. Thank you so much. Wish you all good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratiksha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, Neil, sir, just want to ask. So, as we all know that we have recently launched our India's first Boolean exchange. So, just want to ask, like, is there any role for CDSL in that? And can we expect some revenue from this current quarter once the operation starts?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. CDSL was at the pioneer in terms of setting up the depository at GIFT City. But in line with the overall ecosystem, a consortium of BSE, NSE, MCX, NSDL, CDSL was formed to own the gold ecosystem, which comprises of the exchange, clearing corporation, and the depository. Now, therefore, the CDSL IFSC has been sold to that consortium. CDSL is now a part of a 20% owner, an equivalent 20% owner of the entire consortium. So it owns the entire ecosystem. And therefore, again, this is kind of a future guidance, so I'll kind of refrain from saying whether what will happen in future. But the expectation and the intent behind is that we contribute to the entire ecosystem rather than only the depository space in the GIFT City, which is a new and upcoming area, which was recently inaugurated by the Honorable Prime Minister.
So like CDSL will definitely play a major role in this bullion exchange and other operations, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, good luck for the future, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Madhukar Ladha from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question again. So if I look at the online data charges, which is mainly the CVL business, that is down on a QOQ basis from about 31 crores to 23 crores. I think partly it is, lower fetches. What are the fetch numbers? I think you had said it in the opening remarks, but, there were too many numbers, so I missed that. And how much has that dropped, year over year and quarter over quarter? And I believe there's also, some pricing pressure and competing technologies as well in the KYC space. So can you elaborate a little bit on that in terms of what are the kind of pricing pressure that we are seeing? And with some sort of narrative around how the business is evolving over there, that will be helpful.
I ask Sunil to answer that.
Yeah, so in Q1 FY23, the number of fetches were 66.58 lakhs. As compared in Q1 FY22, it was 17.06 lakhs. So if I compare this financial quarter to last year's financial quarter, it is down by about 6%. Typically, if you see the overall DMAT and broking accounts in the last quarter have been down. So since our business is intrinsically linked to the number of DMAT and broking accounts opened, obviously the number of fetches have gone down, but the number of records created have been higher by about 5%. So far as the business is concerned, the SEBI has recently come up with the KYC amended regulation, where the KRAs would be playing a larger role in terms of validating, etc., KYC record. So, considering this, we are here to stay.
And what would that larger role entail? Can you describe that a little bit more in detail?
So I will take that question. It's in overall is a market infrastructure institution ecosystem, and KRAs is a part of that entire ecosystem. So this is in line with the building the entire ecosystem where as to kind of ensure a higher financial inclusion, at the same time convenience and security to be enhanced at a centralized level. So as more and more participants are expected to join the fold, the securities market, that is supposed to be a part of that entire story.
Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepan from Trustline. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So Firstly, wanted to understand about the annual issuer charges. So the increase, as you mentioned, was due to higher companies addition. So can you please mention what kind of company additions happened during past quarter?
I'll ask Girish to answer that.
So initially we are told that the increase in annual issuer income is a combination of increase in the investor account.
Okay.
So it's a kind of a consolidated thing of the number of companies as well as the number of investors. As of now, we don't disclose the number of companies which have been added in terms of the annual issuer. So it is as a consolidated number.
Okay, okay, sure, sir. And the price increase in annual issuer charges business has been due for a long time. So are we in discussion with SEBI and is it expected anytime sooner?
Yeah, I mean, it is overall in terms of this will be have to be a joint initiative of both the depositories. So there are numerous things which are happening simultaneously. So that we will see as the year progresses as to how it's to be handled.
Okay, okay, okay. So other than GIFT City, so any update on other newer businesses what we are working on?
There is a gold spot exchange in the local market also, which the circular has been issued. So CDSL is very much a part of that entire ecosystem.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all this.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Abhay, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just two questions. One, the absolute 10.96 crores of payment to employees. Do we envisage any payments in any other quarter in this year, sir, as of date?
No, there is going to be the employee cost every quarter, right? The salary cost which happens every day and every month.
No, but in addition to this, I mean, this 10.96 is a sort of an annual special payment or bonus or whatever. So
yeah,
do we end up looking at...
Normally that is paid at the end of the financial year. So in terms of, as of now, it will go as per what... is the routine salary cost, and then based on the performance, there is a performance appraisal done at the end of the year.
Yeah. So these costs were not very high in the first quarter of last year. So as you were saying, a reason is that your annual performance has been very good in the last 2 years. Therefore, the amount is the amounts are large, and obviously there's accretion. So what is it based on? Is it based on annual profit growth, or is it based on annual absolute level of profit in a year? What is the basis of payment based on, sir?
It's a combination of various factors of financial performance, profitability, also how has the growth been. And it is, SEBI has laid down under its regulations as to how compensation on the broad themes it needs to be construed and done. So it's completely in compliance with those broad factors which have been put in place.
Okay. So just as a guideline, do we take this 11 crores paid in the first quarter this year to be some sort of a benchmark and assume similar payments in future first quarters?
We don't give any future guidance, so I'm not able to answer that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravin Kurwa from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Opportunity again, sir. My one more question was in the transaction revenue which we have booked in the quarter, what will be the pledge income related to the pledge?
3.40
crore. What will be the in last quarter?
It was 3. You are asking last quarter means March or you are asking June? June, 3.23.
March.
March was roughly around that only.
3.40 crores. So, sir, is there any slowdown in the pledge which we are seeing post Q1 FY23 because markets have peaked out in March or something like that, you know? So, post that, are we seeing any reduction in pledges which are being taken place right now?
I think the numbers are for there for you to see, so you can make a calculation.
So, no, I'm asking post Q1 FY23.
No, that's what I'm saying, that you will have to see the numbers of the first quarter and compare it with the previous quarters. In terms of whether there is a slowdown. See, we don't give any future guidance, so you will have to kind of see it in that particular spirit.
And, sir, what will be the total number of pledges, if you can help us with those numbers?
We generally don't provide these numbers. It's a consolidated value in terms of that revenue which is given out.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Chandra from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on the technology spend. So, you know, you mentioned that there is increased focus on enhancing the technology, and we have increased the investment significantly there on the technology. So is there any specific areas where we are trying to spend or we are trying to upgrade or, you know, increase the capacity where we can see, you know, the technology spend flattening or, maybe some like projects are still remaining or in the process. So I just wanted to sense that, where we can see the technology spend stabilizing.
So there is it's a continuous process of basically evolution, because regulation is also getting evolved with newer products, newer processes, newer controls in place. We are building a sustainable long-term solution so that it is flexible enough to kind of incorporate all these changes, both from a regulatory standpoint and also from a business standpoint, make it more and more easy as well as efficient for the customers to kind of access the markets. So it'll be difficult to segregate between what is new and what is old, but it is kind of making the entire technology system more robust as well as more flexible and nimble to kind of cater to the changing requirements, both from a regulation standpoint as well as from a business standpoint. So it's a continuous process of kind of reviewing our technology needs and trying to bring in line with whatever is the sophisticated technology systems of the world.
Okay. And so, if you can provide the, the total number of employees that we have in the standalone entity and, this one, TDSL Ventures Limited, and how that number of employees have increased over the last 2 years?
As of now, as on June quarter, we had the count is 250, and in March we had a count of 246.
Okay.
Last year June the count was around 119.
Okay. Thank you. And sir, in terms of the new initiatives, mostly on the insurance depository side and the commercial depository side, what is the progress now? Any like new developments that you can highlight?
No, so we are kind of ready with our systems in terms of the commodities. You're talking about the gold spot, right?
No. So the Commodity Repository Limited, so CRL and CIRL.
Yeah, so that continues to evolve. I think there is some changes in the act which are pending with the Honorable Parliament. But we are continuously evolving ourselves to be in sync with whatever are the changing requirements. As soon as that act is passed, then that will kind of change the entire way of doing things significantly.
Okay. And in terms of revenue contribution, how much is insurance repository contributing? Can you provide that number, please?
Yeah, it is, I'll ask Girish, it is not significant as of now, but I'll ask you.
It is less than 1%.
No, sir, in the, in the other source of revenue, like the e-voting, which was, and AGM, which was,
a significant... Are you talking about e-voting?
Yeah.
Okay, e-voting income is 2.84 crore in this quarter.
Okay. And, in terms of the AGMs also, because of the last year, it was COVID year, so, the virtual AGMs were preferred. So in this year we can see drop in that revenue. If you can quantify what was the contribution of AGM revenue in the last year numbers, YOY, if you can give that, e-voting and AGM.
As of now, I think there is an option given for holding the meetings through VCs. So we don't see, we'll have to wait and see as to how it culminates by 38 September.
Thank you. Mr. Chandra, may we request you to return to the question queue for any follow-up questions? The next question is from the line of Kunal Thanvi from Banyan Tree Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Two questions. The first one was a bookkeeping one. If you can help us with the cash business revenue for this quarter, and second was on our transaction income. So if we look at the overall cash volumes in the market and the settlement volumes, there has been a sharp fall in last 2-3 months. Looking at the market situation, however, when we look at CDSL's transaction income, the fall has been, not that bad. Like comparatively, it has been resilient. So, what should one read into it? Is it because of the, rise in the pledge business, or any other factor that played in that respect? If you can help me us with that, thanks.
The first question I'll ask Girish to answer.
So, cash income is 4.5 crore in this quarter.
Sure.
And the second question, is the reply to that would be that it's a combination. It's a lot of the newer investors coming, and I think the delivery-based volume is what has been there. It's a combination of your pledge, repledge, the delivery-based volumes, which constitutes the transaction charges. The entire way of doing things is significantly been modified. So there are multiple legs which are there in the entire market cycle. So you'll have to see that in that sense. So your initial remarks that it's pledge replay, that's part of it. But it's also delivery-based volumes, etc., and the newer people coming in, which is leading to a higher level of delivery-based volumes.
Sure. No. So even if I look at the delivery-based volume, right, which is the settlement volume that SEBI gives on their website, the fall for this particular quarter for both depositories has been very high. Like if I look at even say CDSL, the fall has been around 36% on a QOQ basis. Whereas when we look at the revenues for transaction income, the fall is 22% for CDSL, right, on a QOQ basis. So the differential is like quite large. So is it like apart from
is the pledge repledge system? I think that would be one of the principal factors. There are other ancillary factors, but this is one of the principal factors.
Sure, got it. And last one, if I can squeeze, is on the annual issuer charges. Sorry, I joined the call late. So can help us understand, the sharp increase in the annual issuer charges. I have about more number of companies, getting at it. But when I look at our, last 4-5 quarters number, we can figure out that the addition has been there for a while now. Like we have been adding a decent number of companies every quarter. What has changed in this quarter, particularly both on a QOQ and a YOY basis, because the jump has been very sharp. Like is it that building cycle comes in the quarter and hence this number is wet? How should one read into it?
Yeah, so the billing normally happens in the first quarter of every year, so you should look at it from that perspective. And quantum is a function, you joined late, this question was asked earlier, so we've already replied to this. That's a function of newer companies joining and the number of newer investors which have also joined the ecosystem. It's a combination of that which leads to the increase in the annual fees, issue fees.
Sure, so there's no impact of pricing as of now, it is just the volume
that's right.
Okay, thanks, Nihal, and all the best for
thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your question to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Narendra Purwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Namaskar, sir. Meri awaaz aa rahi hai, sir?
Haan, bilkul.
Sir, mera question aisa tha ki hum jab apna मंथ एंड होता है तो अपने जो कस्टमर्स होते हैं नंबर ऑफ डिपॉजिटरी कितने अकाउंट्स इस साल इस महीने में खुले हैं उसकी लिस्ट हम तीन चार दिन लेट देते हैं हर बार और जबकि सारी ऑटो कंपनियां जो होती है वो फर्स्ट तारीख को दे देती है आज भी हो गया आपकी वेबसाइट पे भी अपडेट नहीं होता है और एनएससी की साइट पे भी अपना नहीं आता है सर टेक्नोलॉजी के टाइम में हम क्यों ऐसा करते हैं क्योंकि 30 जून को जो नंबर कस्टमर्स थे वो 6,85,00,000 थे अब इस महीने कितने ऐड हुए हैं तो वो हमें कल पता पड़ेगा या 3 तारीख को पता पड़ेगा हमारा अनाउंसमेंट हमेशा 2 या 3 दिन लेट आता है सर तो आप ऐसा टेक्नोलॉजी अपने पास इतनी है तो आप ये सिस्टम से अलाउ किए और एक्सचेंज में हर मंथली मंथ एंड होते ही आपको एक अनाउंसमेंट दीजिए कि इतने नंबर ऑफ कस्टमर्स हमारे ऐड हुए हैं इस मंथ में ये हमारे लिए एक बहुत अच्छी चीज है सर
ये हमारे तौर पे हम फर्स्ट ऑफ द मंथ पे CDSL पे हम इमीडिएटली दे देते हैं
सर मैंने वेबसाइट अभी भी खोली हुई है सर नहीं है अपडेट होता तो सर मैं आपको क्वेश्चन नहीं पूछता मैं वहीं से हर मंथली चेकअप करता हूं सर
आप मुझे बोले देंगे तो मैं आपको आंसर कर पाऊंगा मैं आपको ये बोलना चाह रहा हूं व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू टेल यू इज दैट व्हाटएवर इज द एंड ऑफ द मंथ नंबर्स दैट ओनली कम्स ऑन द फर्स्ट ऑफ ईच मंथ वी डोंट अपडेट ऑन अ डेली बेसिस दैट इज द स्टैंडर्ड ऑपरेटिंग प्रोसीजर And that is followed by both the NSDL and CDSL. CDSL has been extremely prompt in ensuring that its numbers are always put out on the first of the month without fail. So if you are facing some issue or you want to see where, then you can send us an email. We will send you the link, etc., where you need to look at it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anub Biswa, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. For giving me the opportunity. I also joined late. I am questioning on the issuer charge, annual issuer charge. So, annual issuer charge, sir, abhi 11 rupees per folio. So, aapne last quarter bhi bola tha ki SEBI ke paas do exchange hum log jaate hain, uske baad ye hota hai. So, aapka thinking kya hai, sir?
नहीं ये थिंकिंग यही है कि दिस विल हैव टू बी अ जॉइंट प्रपोजल हैज टू बी अप्रूव्ड बाय सेबी एंड जनरली द ओवरऑल ट्रेंड इज नॉट टू इंक्रीज द चार्जेस ऑल ओवर बट हाउएवर इट इज इन लाइन विद व्हाटएवर इज बेसिकली द इन्फ्लेशन
एक्सेट्रा
सेबी विल टेक इट्स ओन कॉल एज टू व्हाट हैज टू टेक इनटू कंसिडरेशन ऑल द कंडीशंस ऑफ द मार्केट बिफोर इट रियली प्रपोजल सो वी हैव टू वेट
द लास्ट Yes, sir. Last increase in the 1995.
No.
2015. 2015, yes. Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratiksha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
From taking my question again. So, Nihal sir, at the end of last quarter, we have declared a 15 rupees dividend, right? So, is this the 60% of operating profit as we have a fixed dividend policy? So, just want to confirmation on that.
Yeah, it is. I'll ask Girish for
it. It is 60% of the net profit, and it would be paid after the shareholders approved it.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Just on the previous question, I've just got an update from my team that some days the numbers are getting updated by second or third also, on some of the days. That is basically the process of internal reconciliation sometimes is done. So we will try to move towards coming on the first. So thank you for pointing it out.
Thank you. In the interest of time, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back over to the management for closing remarks.
No, I just wanted to ensure that all of you remain safe, continue to remain safe. There are a lot of health hazards which keep on seeing as news. So ensure that your family remains safe and secure. And our intent of CDSL is to ensure that we continuously build India as a new kind of an ecosystem and want to partner in the growth of the entire ecosystem. That's been our focus from a technology standpoint. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.